I have Mario, my director, on the line for you.
Circle, splash.
Yes, that is right.
Hey, David, how are you?
I'm doing good.
This call will be recorded.
David, my name is Mario. I'm one of the representatives here with Local Splash. We are a premier Google partner. Been in business for 20 years. Here, I'll send over to you our company info. I know you were asking about the company. I'll be more than happy to send over the information of our company along with our website so you can, you know, do a little bit of your own research. Bear with me 1 second. All right, I just texted over our my information along with our details of the company, and then let me send you over our website as well so you can have access to that. Okay. I just send that over to you as well. Now, Dr. Comfort A and C and he, how long have you been in business for now?
6 months.
6 months. Okay, so you're fairly new. Okay. Are you working solo right now, David, or do you have help, or how are you operating?
I have help. I have some subcontractors that are working with me.
Gotcha. Okay. And are you mainly working out of Houston, or do you work out of other cities?
No, mainly out of Houston.
Okay. So the service that we're providing, David, we had a position on the first page of Google that opened up within our company, and we're looking to get that filled in today. So what we're offering is to put Dr. Comfort AC in heat as one of the recommended results on the first page of Google. So we would set you alongside of the guys that come up as first options. Right now you have like AirTech of Austin, All-Star, Mission Air, Uptown Heating, Airtron, 1 Hour Air Conditioning, Cool Care, and Be Cool AC and Heating. Not sure if you heard of any of these companies before, brother.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Okay. Well, these companies are your first options on the first page of Google, and that's where we would be placing Dr. Comfort AC and Heat on the first page right alongside of your competitors. How about a website for the company? Do you have one yet, David, or not yet?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Okay. And do you own the domain, or are you paying somebody for that domain?
I'm paying somebody for that domain.
Okay. I was asking because as long as you have a website, and I mean, if you have access to the domain, we can also list it on Google. If you needed us, we can also build the website for the company to put on that first page of Google, and we wouldn't charge you extra for that. Okay, that's something that's already included. Do you have any social media listings?
No, no social media listings.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is because we work hand by hand as well with Facebook. We would help you, you know, create a business Facebook profile. And then what we do, we would run and promote the Facebook page for you. And then we also do Facebook ads, which we include in the service that we provide today. And then we would also list you on Yelp, which is another provider we work with. And then Apple. Apple is the other platform that we work with. So we can also list you on Apple. Those services are all included within the service that we provide. And the monthly service price for it is $249 a month. There is no contract attached. There is a $99 setup charge that you do pay the first month. And that's already included within the service. Okay. That's the first month fee, $249, no contract. It doesn't matter how many jobs you get, how many leads you get, that 249 never goes up and it never comes down. It's a flat rate, okay? And because it's not a contract, you have the option to be able to stop the service at any time. But, I mean, obviously, if we're keeping you busy, I mean, I don't see why you would want to stop the service, right? But you do have that option if you're not satisfied, okay? Now, let me ask, are you in a position where you're able to take on more work?
Yeah, I am currently in a position to do that.
Okay, all right. And then how does this position sound for you? I mean, is this something that you would want to, you know, take advantage of it?
I would, but I'm just not financially there to do $250 a month.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I mean, yeah, the investment, I know, and I'm sorry that, you know, that's, you know, the situation that you're going through. I mean, it's unfortunate because the return on investment is awesome, right? I mean, if we list you on that first page, obviously, you know, most clients that are on there, they're, you know, they stay quite busy just for the simple fact that they're on the first page of Google. You know, but if, you know, the financial side of it is what's keeping you from it, I mean, definitely, it's something that, you know, I mean, until you get in a better spot that we can assist with. I mean, the only other thing and option that we have, David. Well, another question, David, are you Spanish speaking by any chance?
Yeah.
And just so you know, the reason I asked that is, porque también te podemos listar como bilingüe. You know, that's a big help. A lot of the times, you know, the Hispanic community, you know, they don't see that, you know, they don't reach out. So it's another, a big plus on your end. I mean, lo que puedo hacer, David, I mean, si te interesa, the only thing that would not be included, would be the Facebook, which is the social media, all the other services like, you know, Bing, Apple, putting you on the first page and then building a website for you if you're not the owner of the domain, you know, would be included, and we can reduce that price into $199 a month. But that is the lowest that we do have available. So $199 al mes. To offer you to, you know, put you on that first page.
Is that still no contract?
Yeah. There's no contract. Todo es mes a mes. You know, keep in mind that, you know, with, when you're doing services, with us, we don't have a contract, right? All the clients that are with us, you know, they're with us because, you know, they like the service, right? I mean, we don't have to put anybody on a contract. So, como quiera, en 199, you know, and I'll go ahead, I mean, just because you're telling me you're having a financial burden, I'll remove the, because the $99 setup charge, como quiera, aplica, but I can remove that. As a supervisor, I'm allowed to do that. So I can remove that for you. So nomás pagarías los 199 y no hay contrato. It's month to month. Should I just realize I'm speaking Spanglish? I apologize, David. I hope you don't mind.
No, it's all good, man.
Yeah, so I'll get you on board for $199, no contract. Like I said, you have the option to cancel whenever you want. But obviously, I mean, if we're keeping you busy, bro, if we're being straight up with one another, I don't think that you are going to want to cancel. But if you wanted to, you always have that option because it's not a contract.
Okay. You know what? Let's do it. Because at the end of the day, if I run into a month that I can't pay it for whatever reason, is there a way for me to pause it?
Pause it, yeah. Like to pause it and then, yeah, you can always pause it. Like, you know, we'll stop the service. Y cuando tengas el dinero, we'll start it again.
And there's no, like, reactivation fee or anything
No reactivation fee, no cancellation fee either.
Okay.
All right. And, David, what's your last name, brother?
Rostrand.
Do you mind helping me spell that?
It's R-O-S-T-R-A-N as in Nancy.
Just like that? Just Rostrand?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, brother, I don't mean to be nosy or anything, but where's that last name from, bro? I mean, I'm telling you, because I dealt with thousands of last names, and I've never seen that one before, man.
So I'm born and raised here in Houston, Texas, but my parents' nationality is Nicaraguan.
Oh, the Nicaragua. So, okay.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. That makes so in español is Bostrán.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was like Native American, to be honest.
It's probably part of some Indian tribe over there. I don't know.
Nah, hey, I don't want to say nothing like that, bro, but, you know, and I don't want to insult you and be like, oh, what do you mean Indian and the tribe? Nah, man. I'm going to keep my comments to myself, Davi. All right. What's your email address, brother?
Do you need my personal or for the business?
No, your personal once a week. I can send you the confirmations because I'm not going to list it on Google.
It's HVAC, like HVAC.
Okay.
ExpertDave@gmail.com.
All right, give me a second here. All right, yep, it came back valid. The 281-904-1111 number, is that a good number to put on Google where the customers can reach you at?
Okay, so here in Texas, I have a registered agent, and they provide the services for the website and the phone number and all that. So this is my personal cell.
You have a business line?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
That's 281-789.
Okay.
0554. Hold on, let me double check that. That just 281-789-0554. Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right, bear with me one second. And then what address do you have the business registered to? Again, we're not gonna list this on Google. This is for our records.
It's going to be my home address.
That's fine.
It's 20139 Suite Magnolia Place.
Okay. And that's going to be zip code 77338?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then what days and what times, David, did you wanted to show on Google that you're open for business?
Right now, I've got it on there from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
De 9 a 9? Okay, pero estás trabajando Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday. ¿Qué días?
I advertise for 24/7 service.
Oh, okay.
So the way that we do that is, the call comes in and we try to book it as soon as we can. Like I said, I just started this thing. So I still have a full-time job, but I do have every intention on breaking away from that.
Breaking. Okay. All right. Perfect. Yeah. And then how many miles would you be willing to travel outside of Houston for our customers? Si te llaman? Like how far are you doing? Are you want to stay like within 20, 30 minutes or you want to drive an hour or what are you thinking?
So the way that we have our business structured is, like if I'm going to go and it's about an hour drive, we're charging double for that, but we're also including additional services to kind of help out with the value.
To make
there.
Out for it.
Yeah. So from like, if you were to do Central Houston, 30 miles out, that puts us in that sweet spot. So I don't know, like, for example, because I've had conversations with other companies, too, with, like, Angie's Leads, where they only want to focus on certain spots. And I've found that in my experience, when I'm putting a net out there for marketing, I've had better results putting a net over the entire city of Houston.
Right. So my suggestion, and this is just a suggestion, David, I would do 35 miles around, you know, and like around the Houston area.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I'll listen 35 miles out, a la redonda, how we say in Spanish. Okay. What's the name of your Facebook page, brother?
My personal?
No, no, no. Do you have one set up for Dr. Comfort AC and Heat or not yet?
No, not yet. I'm kind of, I need some help with that.
All right. I'll have more.
I'm
sorry. Go ahead, brother.
No, I was just going to say that I feel like maybe there would be better results using something like TikTok over Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
Because I have a contractor buddy that has used TikTok and he's had a lot of success with it. So I kind of need, like, I've never used TikTok before, so I don't know where to begin with that stuff. All I know that I can do is record some content, kind of explain what's going on, and kind of the idea.
You know what? I would definitely look it up. Para que lo hagas on TikTok. I mean, we don't work with TikTok, but it's not a bad idea for you. That's the only reason I'm asking to suggest it. You know, it wouldn't be a bad idea. Now, the website that you have is Dr. Comfort, acandheat.com, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Okay. Now, do you have the domain for that, David? I mean, the person that you work with, they would give you the domain to put it on Google?
Yeah, that's through my registered agent. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. Perfect. I thought it was like through a third party company. Okay, so it's your agent. Okay. Okay. Perfecto. Now, I also need to create a password for the account, David. This is in case, you know, we ever call you or you call us to make sure that we're only speaking with you and you alone. You get to choose one of these questions, and the answer that you give me will be the password to the account. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
City I was born in.
Okay. City, what city is that?
Houston, Texas.
Houston, okay. Nomás voy a poner Houston, is that all right?
That's fine.
Hey, brother, I see that you prefer speaking English over Spanish. Te he hablado español varias veces y me contestas todo en inglés.
No.
It's not good, man. It's not good. I haven't heard you say anything in Spanish, pero sí me entiendes, all right?
Sí, no, sí te entiendo. No, no sé por qué, pero es algo que, pues, yo sé cómo hablar en español, pero... si no lo tengo que usar, pues, ¿pa qué?
Yeah. Okay, that's what I figured, because I'm like, damn, does this guy even understand what I'm saying? I was like, no me ha dicho nada en español, man.
No, I feel like I can find clearer words to use over Spanish. I can communicate clearly, read and write and speak Spanish. It's just there's certain words that I'm like, damn, how do I say that in Spanish?
Oh, I get it. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. David, tomorrow you're going to get a call from our IT guys. These are the guys that are going to, I mean, I'm sure you know what the IT department is. They're the guys that, you know, put you on Google. They do all the back end work, for us. What time tomorrow, would you have time to speak to the IT guys? It normally takes about 20, 30 minutes. What would be a good time for them to give you a call?
Let's do it like around 1 in the afternoon.
All right, let me double check.
That would be Central.
Yeah, Central time. All right, hold on, let me double check.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at their calendar.
Yeah.
No, conozco mucha gente de Guatemala, de El Salvador. I don't think I know anybody from Nicaragua, bro. That's like one country you hardly ever hear people that are from there, you know?
Yeah, you know what? I've only come across maybe like a handful of people that are from Nicaragua here in Houston.
Which they call you guys Nicas, right? Is that the terminology, Nica?
That's the terminology. That's the terminology.
I'm just only asking, bro, because my friends that are Guatemalan, they call. I know they people say chapin, you know. So I figured everybody has their own little saying.
Are you from Mexico?
Yeah, you already know, bro.
Yeah,
you know?
No, it's all
good.
80%. My wife is Mexican.
Oh, okay. Okay, Mexicana.
Yeah. And like, whenever I first met her family, like, they would say, oh, you know, la gente de Nicaragua le dicen Nica, pero Nica en Mexico es como el baño, el toilet.
Oh. Hey, I never even thought of that, bro. I didn't mean it that way, bro, okay? Don't think I'm...
No. It's just... it's what they say.
All right,
you know,
yeah,
every country has their own slang.
Yeah, their own little slang, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Mejor me callo, como dicen ustedes. Callate vos.
No, man.
Okay, let's
you're
see.
You're good.
HVAC expert Dave at Gmail, you have access to that, right, brother?
Yeah, I have access.
Okay,
to.
All right. I'm going to send the confirmations there once we get everything pushed through here. And then regarding the $199, David, how did you want to take care of that, brother? Did you want to use a company card or did you want to use a personal debit card?
No, it's going to be on a company card.
Company card, okay. Because we do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, the card has to match exactly or my system will not process it. So la tarjeta dice Dr. Comfort AC and Heat, or what exactly does it say?
Let me check it real quick.
Mm-hmm. When's the last time you went to Nicaragua, bro? Have you been?
I've been. It's been some time. I haven't,
oh,
yeah, I haven't
bro.
Gone.
You say it's like a nice country to visit?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I mean, it's tropical weather. So if you've ever been to Guatemala or El Salvador or Honduras, you're going to get the same consistency. So, yeah, it's always hot over there. It's a lot like, you know, your inner city here in Houston
or any
big city in America. It's just,
y la comida, what would you say about the comida? Fire or what?
Oh, man. So I like food, whether it's Mexican
me, you
or
both,
Asian.
Brother, that's one of my main questions.
Like, you know, I love food. The food over there is great. But just like, you know, everywhere you have certain foods that you never tried before and either they know how to make it really good and it tastes great or they don't make it that well and you end up sick.
Oh, so it's a little gamble then.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
I feel like that's anywhere you go though, right?
Bro, that's anywhere because I'm from Mexico and I go to Mexico, you know, I go to Monterrey or sometimes right there to TJ Tijuana. And believe me, bro, there's food that you eat out on the street that within like 20 minutes you're like, hey, brother, I got to stop at a bathroom, you know.
Yeah.
So hey, I guess que es en todas partes, man.
Yeah, yeah. But no, like I said, there's some certain plates that you've never eaten before that are pretty good. Okay, so on my card, it's going to be my name, not the business name.
Okay, David Rostrand?
Yep.
Okay, do you have a middle initial on there by any chance?
No, I don't.
Okay, perfect. All right, bear with me 1 second here. All righty. Okay, and is it a Visa, a MasterCard, or American Express?
It's a Visa.
Visa, okay. Visa, start with the number 4 whenever you're ready.
4354.
Okay.
7800.
Okay.
1342.
Okay.
4818.
Expiration date, David?
11/28.
November 2028. And then the last is going to be something called the CC code. It's the last 3 digits behind the card.
Yeah, 063.
063. All right, stand by for me 1 second while I verify that the card that you provided is a valid one, okay? And then let me also remove the initial setup charge. I got to do that too. I don't want that to run through here. Déjame lo quito un momentito. While I do that, I do have to read you our disclosure. This is per the company. It's pretty brief. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification, David. The reason behind this is that we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing. If there is anything that you need me to clarify for you while I'm reading this, please stop me and ask me to clarify it. I'll be more than happy to do so. Okay?
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. Also to outline the service that you'll receive with us. And of course, it works as a protection for you as well. To make sure that I do have everything correct on my end, David, can you please verify the company name?
Dr. Comfort AC and Heat.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
My name is David, and I am the owner of the company.
Thank you very much. And you are an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of Dr. Comfort AC and Heat, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you are the authorized party on the card that you provided, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, David, we also ask that you are involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Okay.
In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representatives as of today. In the event that you do hire any company aside from us, all we ask is that you keep us in the loop. Okay. Your initial payment term will be processed today, February 3rd, for the discounted amount that I gave you for $199 even. Your next monthly payment will not be due until March 3rd. And I'm going to keep that amount for you, $199, and that's going to be even. So that amount is never going to go up, and it's never going to come down. Also, keep in mind, David, that this is not a contract, so you have the right to stop the service at any time if you're not happy. Okay? Obviously, okay. We don't want that to happen, but, you know, that's, a right that you have. Okay?
Right.
Also, do you understand and agree the renewal and cancellation terms?
No.
Okay. So
well, cancellation, I understand.
Yeah, the renewal is just that it renews once a month, so it won't renew until the third of your renewal is the third of every month, and
okay.
it renews on the third, and then the cancellation is that you can cancel at any time without any questions asked if you're not happy.
Okay, understood.
Perfect. All right, bear with me 1 second. You're going to start getting text messages and emails in about a minute or two, David. Te van a dar la bienvenida a la compañía, you know, saying, hey, welcome to Local Splash. There's one email in particular that you're receiving that says it's going to be the first one that's going to be sent out in about 30 seconds. It's going to say Local Splash Initial Invoice. On that particular email, there's two things that you have to fill out. The first says that you give us permission to call or text you when we need to. And the second little box that you have to fill out says that the card information that you provided and all the details that you gave me are correct. If you have 2 minutes, I can walk you through that. That way, when our IT guys call you tomorrow, it saves you about 10 or 15 minutes. Or you can do it on your own, whichever you prefer. I mean, si tienes unos dos minutos, I can walk you through it, and it's pretty simple. I don't know if you're looking at your emails now, but if you want to open up your emails, let me see if you received it. Yeah, it's already sent. I don't know if you have access to your emails.
I'm looking at it right now. Go to my dashboard.
No. That's you're a little bit ahead. Right above that, it's going to say, please click here to accept subscription terms. Unas letritas color azul.
Yeah, I see it. Okay.
Once you click on that, it's going to take you to another screen that at the top it says Local Splash Terms of Experience. What you want to do is look for your phone number towards the bottom left of the screen. It says mobile phone and then your cell phone number. Let me know when you find your number, brother.
Okay.
Did you find your number?
No, I've gotten to the bottom of it. Oh, okay, I see. Mobile phone. Yeah.
281-904, yeah. Abajito de eso están las dos cajitas that I talked to you about. The first box says, I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my number. Another word for SMS is text messages. So that means that you give us permission to text you only when we have to. So click on the first little box. The second box, as you can read there, it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is complete and accurate. So you click on both of those boxes. Once you do that, about three or four sentences under that, this says, signature your name, David Rostrand. Let me know if you see your name.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, right underneath your name, there's a little orange box that you have to type in your name exactly as it shows on here. What this is going to do, it gives us permission to text you when we need to. It confirms that you're the cardholder, the authorized party, and it's going to give you access to the dashboard. A dashboard is where you're going to be able to see how many people are calling you from the platform of Google, how many people are navigating through the site. You'll be able to see the back-end things that we're able to see. Okay, so once you type in your name right underneath that, hit confirm signature. When you do that, it's going to take you to another page that says welcome to Local Splash, and it's going to show, it's going to ask you for a username and password. Let me know when you're there.
I'm there.
Okay, so the username and the password, you're going to get that tomorrow from our IT department. Everything you had to do on your end is already all set. The reason I walked you through this today is because they were still going to ask you to do it tomorrow. So now that it's done, it'll save you about 10 or 15 minutes on the phone. Okay, but let me be the first one to say welcome to the family, David. You know, we look forward in having a long-term relationship with Dr. Comfort AC and Heat. You know, we know that in order for us to keep you as a long-term client, obviamente we have to give you, you know, and keep you busy. Because at the end of the day, like I told you, what matters here, you know, is that we keep you occupied and keep that work coming in. So, again, you know, thank you for using the Google services. I think you're going to be pretty happy. Just do me a favor, David. Make sure that tomorrow, what time did we schedule you for tomorrow? What time did we say?
At 1.
1. Me mirar aquí. Oh, yeah, you're right. 1 o'clock. Yep, you're absolutely correct. Okay. I was like, man, I didn't lock it in, but I did. Okay. All right. So tomorrow, make sure you pick up the phone call at 1 p.m. It's going to come from our IT guys, and they're the ones that are going to take care of, you know, getting the ball rolling and getting everything started. So, again, you're all set here with me, David. I think I did send you my information. Hold on. Let me double check. No, I didn't. Let me send it to you right now. You're getting quite a bit of text messages, you know, saying, hey, welcome to the company and so forth. El que te voy a mandar ahorita es mi información mía. Okay? This is where my number and my personal extension are. I just send you the text message. Keep in mind, if you ever have any questions or concerns, you can also reach out to me, David, and I'll be more than happy to help with your account.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay? But you're all set, brother. Hey, man. Thank you very much. You know, thank you for giving us a shot to show you what we can do here alongside with Google. Like I said, I think you're going to be pretty happy, bro. And, you know, let's ultimately get you to stop working that full-time job, man. I mean, that's the ultimate goal.
Yeah, that's the ultimate goal, to get me out of this full-time job. I know that I can really do it on my own because I've already grown at least 3 other companies.
What do you mean, grown 3 other companies? Like you manage them?
Not manage them. So my first company, I grew it not only by working there, but I started there in my earlier years, went up the ranks and helped the company, you know, get to like eight to 9 million a year. And then they sold to private equity. Yeah. So I did that my first go around and learned a lot about the business. And then I did it again, not to the point where they sold to private equity, but to a point where we were able to get these companies to sell over a million. And it was like with a really, really small team. And I was really the head of the field, being in the field, doing service and putting bids out there. So I know I could do it. It's just getting the phone to ring and all
that.
Hey,
well, brother, it's time to do it for yourself, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, guys, it's lo hiciste por tres otras personas, ya te toca a ti mismo, man.
Yeah, I kind of proved it to myself now, so. Let's work together, David.
You know, let's work together. And like I said, man, just do me a favor. Make sure that at 1 o'clock tomorrow, you don't miss that phone call. This way, there's no no hiccups or delay. You know, so again, everything's all set on your end, David. All you have to do is pick up the call from our IT guys mañana y les das la información que ellos te pidan, so we can get the ball rolling.
Okay.
All right, muchas gracias, David. You take care, brother. And it was, I really mean when I say this, bro. It was a pleasure speaking with you, man.
Hey, I appreciate you, Mario. Likewise.
Hey, brother. Have a good one. Te cuidas, man. All right, bye-bye now.
You too.